Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
Hey. Kay.
Hey, Derek.
Wow. How about it?
How's it going?
Great.
It's been a while.
It's been, you know, it's been way too long.
It's been a month or something?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Well, that's really loud. Oh, my goodness. That is way too loud.
RIP headphone users. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. All right.
So sorry.
We're working
anyway.
On it. Jeez.
So how are you doing?
I'm good. Good. Busy. Good.
Yeah. Are you ready to do a podcast today?
I am ready right now.
So
I guess now I am.
I guess on the show we'll talk about where we've been.
Yeah,
what's been
good.
Going on with the move, and what you've been missing over the past month, I suppose, right?
Me or the listeners or all of us?
Everybody.
I'm taking layers off.
Oh, wow. Getting undressed over there.
It's a little hot up in here.
It's getting hot in here. I can't sing it because I don't want to get copyright struck. But I guess all that and more coming up on the show. I don't know. Let's just start it.
Just get it started.
Just get into it.
All right. Press this button then.
Woo!
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, mother.
Hi.
This is fun.
Yeah.
I think it's yes.
Have you, by any chance, lost your kitty?
Not to worry. Condiments may be licked, not washed, off the fingers.
Oh boy! Now we're gonna have fun.
Yeah, baby. Pussycats.
We love Derek and Kay Show, you betcha. Johnny J on the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school with the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
Hey, it is Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
Wow. Yeah, we are broadcasting live, I guess, on a different hour here.
Just a few hours ahead of normal.
November 17th, 2019, and this is episode 345, I believe.
Yes, 345. Right in sequence, numeric sequence.
I like that, 345.
Yeah. It's like 1, 2, 3. We love it.
We are the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie, and you know it!
Over a...
who cares?
Quarter million listens?
So
I have no idea, actually. Seriously, no idea. My name is Derek.
Derek Kalish.
Sweet!
And sitting right across from me is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Vika, Vika!
Hello, and I can't drive.
What?
I'm having a hard time driving these days.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like I'm tired all the time. I don't know what to do. I feel like I need more coffee.
A lot. That's usually the answer to most things.
Is it?
I don't know. Not bad.
We'll see. I might have some coffee when I go home.
We could hook you up with some coffee if
yeah,
you want.
I don't know.
We got Pete's.
Is that good? You got Pete's?
Yeah, it's good.
What kind of Pete's?
I don't know. Two different kinds.
Is there a waitress that comes around?
we can maybe make that happen.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see how
text
I feel.
Someone.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to text somebody.
I don't know. We can make it happen.
DKpodcast.com is our website. You can find us on the Facebook and on the Twitter. We are also on Blog Talk Radio, which we're on
that's,
now.
Yeah, the broadcasting. If you're listening,
if you scroll down, you can get into the chat room, which I don't have open. So it
I got it open.
Matter. Oh, you do?
Anything right here, right?
Yeah. Oh, there's nobody in there. Fantastic. So if you want to call us when we're live, you just dial 661-467-2416 and send us a message. Otherwise, you can send us an email, but who does that anymore? Really, it's all about cha-cha-cha. Social media direct messages.
DMs.
DMs.
Yeah.
So slide into the DMs.
Yeah.
On Facebook if you want to talk to us. We're not on the gram, although I am.
Yeah, and I am too.
I love the gram.
Very little postings, only when I'm angry.
Really?
Or really happy.
Only when you're angry or happy on the gram?
I think my last post is like 2 years ago when Bob's Furniture completely disrupted Storrow Drive for like 45 minutes.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
And I think that might have been my last post.
On Instagram?
Yeah, because I took a picture of the truck and I tagged them.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, thanks for holding everyone up.
Did they respond
on the way home?
I don't think they did.
I should look into that. I don't think they did.
Yeah, you might want to look into that. I like to tag brands sometimes.
Like in a good way or a bad way?
No, always in a good. Well, this is my brand account, so always usually in a good way.
Yeah, looking good.
Yeah.
Everything's looking good.
I like when they reuse the picture for their marketing. That's always fun.
Wow.
Like West Elm and Container Store do.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Actually, I forgot to respond to a request.
I like that.
Last week, I need to get in on that. But how's your pencil cup there? What's inside your pet? You got something going on in there?
You know, there's some things that need to go downstairs in the workshop. Like pliers.
Yeah. Pliers not belong up here in the studio.
That little needle nose, or the little, that's a yo-yo lubricator.
What's inside? A little lubricant, I guess. Why would you have a yo-yo lubricator?
Screwdriver. That should all go downstairs, right?
I mean, is it a specific yo-yo lubricator?
It is, actually.
What's it called? Can I see it?
Yeah, you can take a look at it. You could probably...
It's kind of weird.
You could probably use it for Yo-Yo Mega. You could probably use this for like lubing, you know, like squeaky doors, maybe, cabinets.
Really? This is a specific thing just for yo-yos.
I believe so.
Yo-Mega Brain Lube.
I know this is why people tune in.
How?
Yeah, this stuff goes downstairs.
So why do you have a yo-yo lubricant?
Well,
because I don't think last time I saw you weren't like really hardcore into the yo-yo action.
There was a little brief moment of time. I don't know where my yo-yos are. Where I got into it.
Uh huh.
I could do the walk the dog.
Really?
The what do you call that? Around the world, maybe. I don't
Jacob's
know.
Jacob's ladder or whatever. Is that a yo-yo thing?
I couldn't really do the side to side thing, but I did do a few tricks, and I got. Like, it's kind of satisfying to play with a yo-yo.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the old box of After Eights or is that a new one?
No, you see. I thought they were a little hidden from you. No, those should probably be in the trash.
Damn it.
I know.
Every time I come here, I'm disappointed that it's not a new box of After Eights.
I'll tell you. But, well, what do you think all of a sudden it's going to be? Well, before Christmas.
Maybe a surprise. It'd be like a nice surprise. I'm looking to buy a humidifier.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. After
Eights. We've got two of those.
Can I buy them on the Instagram?
On the Instagram.
I mean, on the... Sorry.
I don't think they have, the marketplace, but maybe.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you about Amazon, Instagram. Targeted ads, they work.
Oh, I know.
I bought a couch.
It's amazing.
And I was interested in a few more things that they showed to me. And I was like, they must know everything about me.
It's true.
They work. They work so well.
And it's just like, oh, I was just thinking about that.
Like, yeah.
I was just looking at it on my computer and now it's on my phone. It's, I don't know, it's kind of a little creepy.
Yeah. They're good at their job. So none of these have good reviews, which is kind of weird. Is it like the shipping or something?
Are you looking at the...
You can get one...
The humidifier?
No, the After 8 Mints. You can get one box of After 8 Mints. From After 8, I guess. For $5.96.
Mm-hmm.
And what do the reviews say? Why is it 4 out of 5?
I love Amazon reviews.
Poor quality. They all melted together.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful mint. Arrived in decent shape, a bit aged.
Oh.
Melted. Fresh and not melted. That's the next one. And then the next one says all melted.
Oh, geez.
So it looks like they're having some trouble. They also sell After 8 chocolate bites, which have a 1.5-star review, but that's only 3 ratings though.
What are After 8 bites? Are they?
They're like kind of chunks.
If you don't want to commit to a full square, it's like
no, it's like a chunk, like a square of After 8.
Does it look smaller?
No, it looks like much more after. It looks like
a bigger.
It looks like big, like square with like the After 8 melted stuff inside, and the reviews are not good. It says one star, one or two packages. The image of this product has 2 packages of chocolate. I only received 1. I wish someone would inform about the issue. Well, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Does the image show 2 packages? Well, not anymore.
Oh, not anymore.
Maybe they fixed that.
They might have changed it.
I don't know. Even if they didn't fix it, I mean, you should read the description very carefully before purchasing an item. Alejandra S. said, not what I expected. Not satisfied, bites are old.
Ooh.
Nestle's shipping out old candy.
I'm telling you, we bought this one of these boxes at the store and it was out of date. I didn't even look at the date when I was on the.
Maybe they're all like not selling.
Yeah.
Ironically, Roberto Benito says, not good, 1 star. Unfortunately, it came all melted.
Oh, boy. Everyone keeps getting the melted ones.
Why can't they like get this together with the after eights?
Well, I would imagine if you're getting them shipped to like Florida and it's like 90 degrees.
That's true.
They're going to melt.
Yeah.
I think I tried ordering some of those for like a holiday gift last winter.
Uh-huh.
But I ended up sending them back because it was a lot of money and I found them at a Stop and Shop.
You just returned
for like half the price. Yeah. I had to. It was a little tricky. They didn't want to take returns on food. But I like refused the shipment, and then I was able to get it returned.
Oh,
yeah. It was a little sneaky.
You refused the shipment.
Yeah, because you can't return. You can't return food.
Items?
I think that might be true on Amazon. Hmm. Did you know? Maybe we're talking this.
Starting food early. Why not?
Well, food. But did you know this return thing about marketplace? I don't know, shopping stuff. Do you know about the Amazon returns to Kohl's?
No.
That you can return stuff to Kohl's.
Yeah, but where do you find a Kohl's?
Well, there's one in the next town over from us. But you, when you bring it to, first of all, let me just say that Kohl's would never be a store I would set foot in.
I mean, I don't want to be elitist, but me neither.
Okay, but so you,
because I've never even thought about like going to Kohl's. You know, like I'm just like, it's never crossed my mind. I'm just like, oh
yeah,
I
me
go.
Too.
Like,
never would go to Kohl's. Like, why would I go to Kohl's?
I love to patronize a Marshalls, a Ross, a TJ Maxx, a Home Goods.
Yeah, I guess Home Goods.
Home Goods is bomb. Diggity. But like Kohl's, I don't. What's there?
Well, so here's the thing. Now I'm totally hooked on Kohl's.
Really?
Let me tell you, because you return an Amazon product, right?
Uh huh.
It says it's a lot of times it's the recommended returning.
So you can return anything you got from Amazon to Kohl's?
It's an option, but not for everything. I guess if it's a big thing like a lawnmower, you probably can't bring it there. But I had two tablecloths.
Uh huh.
And I went there. You return them. And they take it. It's pretty quick, and you get a 25% off coupon for the store. That's a
really?
Lot. That's a lot of percent. So it's like,
what's the incentive? Is it just because so Amazon doesn't have to like pay for the shipping?
I guess so. And they got you in the store, so it's like a win-win for them.
Yeah.
So I've been buying some stuff there because it's like, how could you not buy something?
And
you can get like coffee.
You're a Kohl's stand now?
A little bit. We bought some sheets and then it just snowballs from there because then if you spend a certain amount of money, they give you like this Kohl's cash.
Oh yeah, I've heard about Kohl's cash.
And it's like free money, like 10, 20 bucks that you can spend there next time. And,
yeah, but where's a is
I'm
Kohl's like
I'm telling
is
you,
it like a Marshall's or is it like a Sears?
No, it's way better than like a Sears. It's kind of, maybe it's kind of like a Marshall's. I think it's actually better than Marshall's.
It says North Andover is the closest store here. Is that true?
I think it's Saugus. Maybe
Saugus.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
So like, I don't understand. Does Kohl's? How does Kohl's work? Is it like?
This is interesting to like a few like middle aged. I don't know. Home.
I'm trying to figure out. Is Kohl's like fancier Kmart?
I guess it could be considered that. They got like good brands. Like you could buy, you know, like you could buy like a Nest thermostat there.
They actually have a category that is Visco Girl. You stop it. I can't believe it.
What? I'm not even sure what that is.
So
I would probably not buy clothes there. I'll just say that.
Okay.
Just me. I probably would not buy clothes there.
So here.
Bought an issue for my dad though.
This is some pop culture thing that I think you're not familiar with, but I am familiar with it because I watch a lot of YouTube.
I think you told me about this.
Do you know about Visco Girls?
I forget, but I think we looked up someone.
They're like, they wear like crop tops, scrunchies, Hydro Flask, Birkenstock sandals, and oversized t-shirts.
Ooh.
That's a Visco Girl.
All right, I'm learning. I don't remember this. How is this?
V-S-C-O.
V-S-C-O?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
There it is, Visco Girl.
I'm not remembering this at all. So I have a look at images?
Yeah. So, I mean, look at whatever you want.
I feel like I'm learning stuff here.
Visco Girl.
What is this?
Like, it's like a new kind of style. And I think like it's like one of those trends.
What
is
this?
It's a whole trend.
Is this like 90s?
No, this is like now, but it looks 90s, doesn't it?
It kind of does.
It's now.
With the big t-shirts?
So like there's like, oh, are you a Visco Girl? You know, because like
Am I seeing something?
You dress like this. This is like, you know, I mean, this is definitely like not our age group. This is like teenagers and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. But like, learning stuff on the show. This is cool.
There's Visco Girl.
Like this person here.
Yeah.
With the big champion.
like there's Jenna Marbles making fun of Visco Girls right there.
Where?
But then there's also, I think, Soft Girl and Soft Boy. Oh, this is in German. Was sind Visco Girls?
Where is that? I don't see.
Scroll up.
I don't see. Oh, that's German?
In German, yeah.
That's funny, huh?
Is what are Visco Girls?
Wow, this is pretty bad.
Yeah, so you're learning about Visco Girls. And
so big T-shirts?
Soft Girl and E-Girl.
It looks 90s
too.
To me.
Yeah, it looks 90s to me. All those pastel like colors this, and everything. With the, and the hydro flask.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, yeah. See, and the
wow.
And the the Crocs.
Oh,
shorts.
We got Crocs.
Yeah, we got Crocs.
Mm-hmm.
It was it's kind of a major thing. This Visco Girl.
Is this like just trashy, outdated clothes?
Just think it's a look.
Okay,
it's
I don't
look
get
that girls
this at
are
all.
Sporting.
Don't get this. That, so what do you say I should look
so
at soft?
I can't believe there's a whole category at Kohl's that says Visco Girl Essentials.
Wow, they're really trying to market.
They're marketing.
I'm telling you, their marketing is on point because they get you to keep
a deodorant. Sorry,
they keep getting you to spend money there. It's really
that's
all right,
crazy.
Soft
Girl.
All right, oops.
There's a Soft Girl and there's like E-Girl, Soft Girl
outfits,
Soft Girl aesthetic.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, it's a thing. All of these things, and there's E-Girl.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah. So this is like if you're
oversized T-shirts.
If you're
are
a teenager,
thing?
This is what this is.
This
you might
is
subscribe
this
to this.
Big shorts.
I feel like Visco Girl and Soft Girl are like really similar, but like Soft Girls have a lot more makeup on. You know.
I don't like this look at
and
all.
They look kind of sweet.
Just maybe this is a little bit better, but I don't like.
You don't like this look. It's not
like,
for you.
I don't like the.
If you were in high school, would you be into a Soft Girl or a Visco Girl?
I probably more so the Soft Girl. Looking at these pictures.
Yeah. Because they're a little bit more done up, it looks like.
Yeah, let me see what else we got here.
They're kind of more done up. Then there's E-Girl, who, like, they have, like, painted faces and stuff like that. And they, like, are into, like, TikTok and stuff.
Like, I don't know what's going on here. I know this is really good for radio.
Yeah, it's great.
But you can look this up at home, too.
Our middle-aged lenses. This is what it is right now with the teens. The kids these days. E-Girl.
What is that?
I
how do you
know
about all this?
Because I'm on YouTube.
Outfits?
Oh, E-Girl. I don't know. Whatever. Click on something.
Okay.
E-Girl. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like.
Oh, is this more like...
I think they're like, you know, gamer girls or,
oh,
you
this
know.
Looks, to me, this looks a little more goth-like.
Yeah, it's kind of goth-looking. But the makeup is like a whole...
Oh, that's
like
a little
and
much.
Different color hair is a big thing, too.
Ooh.
And they have like sticker. They wear like to wear stickers on their faces and stuff like that. It's kind of like Kogals from Japan, like in the 90s, I think.
This is so interesting.
So there's a whole like...
Oh, so the black...
The bra underneath the clear shirt.
I've seen that.
That's crazy for a teenage girl.
Yeah.
Huh. But yeah, it's interesting. So these like new, I hate the word aesthetic because like it gets really overused nowadays and I hate it. But
interesting.
These are all the, I'm going to trade the word aesthetic for style. Okay.
So this
is E-Girl style.
Yeah.
Visco Girl style,
okay.
Soft Girl style,
because
it is a style.
Hmm.
So, so these are all these different styles. So, welcome to welcome to teenagerhood, 2020.
Okay, wow, I had no idea.
Aren't you glad you don't have to like conform to one of these boxes?
No, yeah,
you know, like
I don't know what I do really now that I think about it, but
I mean, back in the 90s. And 80s, we just dressed badly.
Oh, yeah. I'm remembering I had, if we're talking about 90s, you could see me wearing a like turquoise turtleneck with a sweater and turquoise socks.
Yeah, you had to match your socks.
With a turtleneck.
To your turtleneck.
And like sneakers. Like horrible. Yeah. Like why would I be wearing that?
I was also the queen of turtlenecks.
Mm.
One of my favorite turtleneck back in the day. And also, side note, I haven't bought a turtleneck in ages.
Absolutely. Why would I wear one?
I mean, it's kind of hot. It's hot.
Like
hot.
Temperature-wise.
Yeah.
Too hot.
Yeah. But I used to wear turtlenecks all the time.
Yeah, me too, I guess, as a kid. I don't know.
My favorite, though, thing from the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, well, probably like late 80s, was the puffy sweatshirts.
Oh, yeah.
With the puffy animals on them.
Huh?
There's
I don't know what that is.
Oh, my gosh. I got to look this up. It was like puffy sweatshirts. They had like puffy animals on them. And I should put like 80s. 80s because they were totally 80s. They had like, oh, man, it's really hard to find them. But they had like different patterns. They had like many, many prints of like different animals on them. But they were puffed up, raised from the sweatshirt.
Like
some like vinyl.
Like wild animals?
No, just like different cartoon animals and stuff. And they were really cute. And I loved them. Loved them. Because remember like, do you remember also, there's the gloves that changed color in the snow?
Oh.
The Freaky Freezies or whatever.
What are those called?
They're called Freaky Freezies. I think they're still around too.
I sort of do remember that.
Freaky Freezies. And they are, you can still get them from, you can get them off Amazon. Man, they're kind of expensive.
Amazon though. Sells everything.
They're expensive. They're like $34 a pair. But they turn color when the temperature changes and they're fun.
They're fun.
They're fun.
I'll look them up over here.
Yeah. Freaky Freezies. I used to be so excited about my Freaky Freezes. It was like, or Freaky Freezies. Like, it was the most fun thing ever. Maybe I should just buy a new pair of Freaky Freezies. You know, like, who am I? Why shouldn't I have? They sell adult sizes. Like, I need an adult size of Freaky Freezies.
Wow, look at these. These look so...
They're so bright. They're so...
I don't know. Is it 90s? Or I don't even know what this
80s.
Is.
The
it's
80s. The one with the unicorn on it, I kind of want. But it's like super bright.
Where
colors.
Is that?
I'm
not here.
Right there. It's like a unicorn.
Oh, that is really bright.
And without the unicorn and with the unicorn.
Oh, I can see you pulling those
you
off.
You think I can sport those?
So when it's cold, freezies? The unicorn shows up?
Yeah.
Nice.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
That's good for the dog park, you know?
Mm-hmm. Good conversation piece.
I'm sized for some Freaky Freezies.
Freezy Freakies. Wait a minute.
Oh, Freezy Freakies.
Oh, no wonder why.
I call them Freaky Freezies.
I guess they're, I think it looks like from this that they're actually Freezy Freakies.
Oh, that's ruining my whole childhood.
Which freaky.
I'm going to call them Freaky
Freezies sounds better.
I'm going to call them Freaky Freezies anyway, because that's what I called them when I was
Freezy
a kid.
Freezy Freakies. That's funny.
Freezy Freakies.
Back from the 80s, now in kid adult sizes.
Yeah, because
that?
They know that like the adults want them.
They still looking
adult
for that.
Adult sizes for grown-ups. Yes. They know that you want them now. Oh, they have mittens.
Yeah, mittens.
I love snow. Freezy Freaky Mittens. The snowflakes disappear. That's fun.
When it's warm? Or
yeah.
When it's,
the snowflakes disappear when it's warm.
Oh, I love snow. Yeah, I see it right here. Yeah.
See, I want those. There was only 29. Should I get an adult medium? I don't know. $34.
You probably want the small ones.
Small? Have you seen my hand?
What are you talking about? You think you got a big hand?
I got big hands. I got like,
almost the same size hands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I guess you do.
Yeah, I got I got flippers on all four limbs.
Oh, that's right, the feet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if I need to swim, I'm all set.
You're good with that.
Flippers. So I always wear like either medium or
really medium, huh?
I can get away with a small. Like there's a I got these cleaning gloves actually to use on my YouTube channel. They did pay me to talk about them, but I do really like them. They're not paying me to talk about them right now.
Okay. All right.
But they're called heavyweight scrub gloves, and they sell them three different sizes. They're scrubby. You actually might like a pair.
They're gloves that are like scrubby?
Yes. They're cleaning gloves, and they're freaking enough. They're amazing.
That sounds really cool.
You can use them everywhere.
I want to look this up now.
They're so good.
Where
heavyweight scrub gloves. They did pay me to talk about them on my channel, but they're not paying me right now. I'm just telling you, it's not sponsored now.
But
it was sponsored yesterday.
They could pay us to talk about them. Whoops.
They could, but who's listening? What kind of reach we have? We don't know. We don't have those analytics yet.
Gloves.
Heavyweight scrub gloves.
Scrub
gloves. They even can be used on horses. How did you get this?
That's not even.
Oh, because you didn't put gloves in there. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
there we go.
Look at that. That is cool.
They're cool. Yeah. You can use them on your car, by the way.
Yeah.
It's automotive. And you can use them in the house. I have a pair for the bathroom and a pair for the kitchen.
Are they like.
And you can use them on your horse if you want, even.
On your whore?
Your horse.
Oh, horse.
Yeah, on your horse.
Horse.
Not whores.
Okay.
You can use them on your horse.
Wow.
I mean, I guess you could use them on your whores if you wanted to, but I mean.
Texture. It might be a little biting.
Yeah.
They're awesome. This is fascinating. Are they, so they rubber? I feel like we're learning so much on the show here today.
Yeah,
this is
really good. They're kind of
so
like
do they
rubbery,
keep your hands dry?
They keep your hands dry, and you can use super hot water too, and you won't feel it.
These look great.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe I probably would be the small here.
I did a whole YouTube video.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's
dedicated to them. Yeah. So
wow.
I cleaned everything.
Well, that
you
looks
can
just
even
like
clean
our
like your grill. You know,
mm-hmm.
and clean everything. They're the greatest. It's a product they're just launching. So I have a feeling they'll be pretty successful.
What a brilliant idea.
That makes
complete sense.
They've been very fun to use.
Yeah.
I cleaned the bathroom. I cleaned everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All you need to do is use your hand. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does this guy do?
Hashtag not sponsored, but was. Was. You know. But I've been trying them for a couple months, I think.
They look just like this, the blue ones we're looking at.
They look exactly like that. Yeah. I got two pairs.
Nice.
I actually have three. I have four pairs, actually. I have all the sizes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Eve can use them too.
Small, regular, extra large?
Yeah, I have all the sizes.
I feel like I always have a hard time finding gloves. Like,
really?
I guess probably as a dude, I probably have small hands.
You have smaller hands.
And
we have shorter fingers.
I don't know why.
Like, I have longer fingers.
Like, if you ever go like looking for work gloves, I don't know why they're all large. Like,
oh, really?
Every place is always like people with smaller hands.
That's just discrimination.
I know, right? Like, don't I don't get to work with gloves?
That's
I don't understand.
Discrimination.
Anyways, sometimes I find them someplace. It's a lot of work, though.
It is. So you need a pair of heavyweight scrub gloves.
I'm in.
I wish I could offer you some kind of coupon, but they're not doing that.
No.
Yeah.
Promotion code, something
no
like
promotion
that.
Code.
You can get them on the Amazon, it looks
you,
like.
You can definitely get them on the Amazon. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll throw you my affiliate link so I can get a little kickback from that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're great, and I need a pair of Freezy Freakies. Because apparently we're going to be in the suburbs forever. We haven't even talked about that.
Wait, you know, now we're talking about a combination here. What about heavyweight, the scrubbies that also have temperature changing?
That would be amazing.
That would just be.
That would be, out of the park.
Yeah.
That'd be so great. But sadly, that's not an option yet.
Mm.
But they're pretty good. I was having fun using them. I was acting like Little Mac from Punch-Out.
Really?
They look kind of like punching gloves, you know, a little bit.
They do look a little thicker.
The boxing gloves.
This guy here, where is he? The guy that was working in the tub looks like he's like.
He looks like he's punching the
look,
tub.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to get it clean, but yeah.
You're using them wrong.
Yeah, you're using them wrong. I don't think you want to use your fist as much. I don't know.
It's fun doing the dishes with them.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you can just use your hand.
Wow.
You don't have to. And you can put the dish soap right on your glove.
Yeah.
And just like go with your hands like that. And then you can just go to town.
Are they too bunchy though? Look at this woman here. It looks like she's got like really thick like sausage fingers.
No, they're not that bad.
Okay. I'm just looking at the picture. Like, are you going to be like dropping plates and things like that?
No, I was able to hold on to the plates actually.
All right.
Of course, you can always just use one, you know?
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
And just do the dishes with the other. Just hold the dishes, you know, pick up the... Because you're having... Because you got soapy...
Yeah.
So a soapy hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that, like, if I had a soapy hand, I was just, like, re-soaping the dishes as I was rinsing them. So I just took one off.
Uh-huh.
But they're great.
That's... wow.
Hashtag not sponsored.
All right. I'm interested.
Good.
Looks like they got a competing brand here.
Who?
I don't know what this is here.
Oh, the detailing glove?
Yeah. Looks very similar.
Does it?
I don't know. Look at it.
I don't
Anyways.
Know. Wait, click on that. I think that's like some sort of
heavyweight.
It's a prototype.
Oh, is it a prototype?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They don't. Oh, that's
the
same.
Heavyweight. That's what it is.
Same thing.
Okay. All right. I thought it was.
All right. I got scared.
Automotive cleaning. Oh, is that what they're.
That's
promoting?
Maybe what they were.
Oh, okay.
Maybe back in the day.
Right.
I'm like, I'm acting like I'm like invested in the company or something like that. I'm not, but. I was having a good time talking to their representation. They were good to work with. Or they are good to work with. They're still good to work with. But should we take a break?
We can do that.
And talk about maybe what we've been up to.
Yeah, that might be good. People probably are like
wondering.
What
have we been talking about for the last half hour? I don't
Has
even
it been
know.
A half hour?
Visco Girls and all that
oh
stuff.
Oh my gosh. But you know, I feel like people like are going to learn stuff.
I
feel
so.
Like this is good.
I
what do you want to come
so.
Back with?
How my move went.
Oh, how's your move? Okay.
We
can talk about that.
It might be good. It might be also triggering, so we'll see.
I could talk about some like Home Improvement.
And Living Color's coming back?
Oh boy. What year is it?
It says Living Color to hit the big screen.
Oh.
Movie? Do I want to see In Living Color at the movies? I don't know. I'd rather it be another TV show again.
I don't like going to the movies.
Oh, it's going to be screened at the Tribeca Film Festival? Oh, wait. Oh, no. This is total clickbait because it says In Living Color to hit the big screen with cast united 25 years after finale. The pilot episode of the popular 90s sketch will be screened at the 18th annual Tribeca Film Festival. So they're just going to screen the pilot episode.
Oh, jeez.
Clickbait.
That sounds like clickbait. All right.
Clickbait.
All right. We'll take a little bit of a break and we're going to listen to Kay's move. Maybe I'll talk about some Home Improvement. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe we'll dip into some
weird news. Who knows? We don't know. We're just going with it. We'll be right back after this. Stick around.
This is The Derek and Kay Show.
Unleash your inner peace. Wow. Animal Lovers Boutique.
Animal Lovers Boutique. Animal Lovers Boutique. Animal Lovers Boutique.
Pig teddies. Cat bras.
Animal Lovers Boutique.
Snake garters. Studded dog collars. For mice.
Animal Lovers Boutique. Heavy petting.
Lacy armadillo stockings. Horse panties.
Utterly erotic.
U-D-D-E-R. Possum corsets. Dolphin bustiers.
Kind of disgusting. Animal Lovers Boutique.
Cow pasties.
Let's stop talking about this. Animal Lovers Boutique. I'm actually feeling kind of queasy.
Heavy petting.
I'm putting in my 2 weeks notice. I can't work here anymore.
Animal Lovers Boutique.
Animal Lovers Boutique.
Meth brought you forbidden fruits of incest. Bath salts brought you the taboo joys of cannibalism. It's time to step things up a level. The hot new legal high that takes you to places you never imagined and leaves you forever changed. Toilet cleaner. It's time to smoke a real bowl. Available at your local head shop or in case of overzealous local laws, buy it online.
This is
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Imagine singing those lyrics.
Like, seriously? Like,
turkey,
yeah.
Turkey, mashed potatoes. I mean, I've had to sing some FX lyrics in my life, but, like, not all together, yeah. You know? I mean, I guess last year I did sing Get on the Bus. Oh, that was not even that. That was like this year, early this year. Get on the bus.
You mean our song?
No, on stage.
Oh.
Somebody paid me to sing Get on the Bus.
Oh, but I think you've done it on the show before too.
Yes, I have.
We got that somewhere on here.
I have, but this is different. This was a different Get on the Bus. There were actual written lyrics that said Get on the Bus.
Oh my.
Get on the bus.
Oh boy.
Get on the bus and come with us.
Get on the bus and come with us. That's pretty good.
Vegetables, goats, and chickens. And what's the tickets? Yeah, it was it was a good time.
Well, Thanksgiving is coming up, but this isn't our official Thanksgiving show. But
it's not.
I think next week we're gonna really get way into the Thanksgiving stuff. But
Thanksgiving,
it's coming.
Thanksgiving is gonna be uneventful.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're getting Amazon food.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
We've got a big thing. We're combining families here. We've actually got a table for 13.
I saw the table set up.
The tablecloth's not on there yet, but
it was long.
It's crazy. My whole thing is I wanted to be one table.
I also saw everybody. That you had a nest. Are you setting up a nest system?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got that recently. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. I know you have one of those. You've enjoyed it.
It's yeah, I like the Nest because you can control it with your phone.
Yeah, that is
when you're not at home.
That is nice.
And you know, like if you say it's like a really hot day, but you didn't turn the air conditioning off because you're away.
Yeah,
you can just turn it on.
That's
like
nice.
30 minutes before you come home, and it's like nice and cool when you come into the house.
The thing that I want for the most is like when you're in bed and you're like, is the house on fire because it feels like it's really hot in here? If it's me to kick it down a little bit, would be nice.
It's been pretty hot in the suburbs house that we've been living.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. At night, I'm like, what is happening? Why is it so hot up here?
I don't. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this house is very uneven. Like up at this room is one of the hottest rooms.
Really?
I don't know if it's the lights that we got in here.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like in a house,
oh my
it's
gosh.
Easy for it to get all janky.
I don't know
so
what
many
happens.
Rooms to heat.
Yeah,
cool.
I don't know what happens.
Yeah.
The kitchen's usually cold.
That's a bummer.
But you know, it's okay.
But you can just turn on the oven.
We could turn we got two ovens. We could and we get a fireplace in the dining room. We could just get that going.
It
warms up the place. But anyways. Yeah. We'll do more Thanksgiving talk next week.
All right. Well, that's good. Cool. I'm excited for the Thanksgiving food.
Yeah.
But so I moved out of Boston and moved temporarily to the suburbs because our new condo is not going to be ready now until possibly the 20th of December. But I no longer believe anything that they tell us. And now I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, it could be January.
It could be next
2020.
Year. 2020, yeah.
I'll be pissed.
That's not cool.
So it's up to the utility companies, I suppose, to install their systems. And that's what the holdup is, the official holdup. Because otherwise,
that's
apparently,
unfair.
The building is done.
Yeah, that's unfair.
Yes.
Because it's just like a technicality or something, right?
Yes.
I mean, they just got like...
Well, they got to install their systems, then they got to get the certificate of occupancy, yeah. Which who knows how long that takes. So yeah, it's good times. And I'm living 45 minutes to 50 minutes
Whoa.
Away from the city.
Mm-hmm. But with no traffic?
With no traffic.
Yeah. I hear you.
With no traffic.
That's tough.
With traffic on Route 2-ish,
mm-hmm.
It's like an hour to an hour and 15 minutes.
Well, that's...
It's not too bad.
That's not too horrible.
So tomorrow will probably be longer.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I might like... Because I'm going downtown to like the theater district area.
Yeah.
So like I don't
it
know
could
what
be a
kind
show.
Of I don't know what kind of traffic like debacle could be there
yeah.
at like before 9 in the morning. So we'll see what happens.
Oh man.
So that's the situation, but our very generous friends have a house that is unoccupied that we are staying in that has 3 bedrooms.
Wow.
Or does that it's 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms. Man.
Whoa.
And everything is still hooked up, cable,
oh,
internet,
sweet
electricity, of course.
Oh my gosh. This is so amazing.
Yeah, and we're just squatting, I guess. We're not squatting. They know we're staying there, but like...
Well, they're probably happy to have some people in the house.
Yeah. So
that's a win-win.
It's been a win-win.
That's great.
Except for the tick population, which I knocked down.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that. Mm.
There's been incidents where I let my dog run in the yard and picking crawling ticks off of him.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, so I'm not concerned about him. I'm more concerned about us because I'm not on a tick medication, flea and tick medication like he is.
Yeah.
That's bad times.
So I don't really want to deal with like checking myself for ticks. But now that it's been sort of colder, they're less active.
Yeah, I would think this time of year is not that bad.
They hibernate in winter. They like hide. A lot of people think they die. They don't.
They're just taking a break.
They just hide. Yeah, they just hibernate and like go dormant. But the moment it's warm again, they start to come out and they get on the edge of a blade of grass and they put their feet up like this and they wait for some unsuspecting thing to come by and then grab onto it.
Really?
Yeah.
Just like that.
They're opportunists. So they don't like jump on you or climb on you.
I didn't know that.
They just wait for you to brush past. So that's how you get ticks on you.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn those things!
They're good at their job.
Can we just get rid of them?
I don't think so.
Wow!
I think they're a food source for a bunch of birds.
Really?
Yeah. So I think that would really fuck up the ecosystem.
Okay.
But I do wish they did not exist because they're disgusting.
Right? Jeez.
Of the more disgusting creatures. Yeah, I picked off four already.
Man.
Yeah. Gross.
That and bed bugs. Just
oh my god, bed
can
bugs.
Can we just get rid of
kill
them?
Kill them. Yeah. Yeah. Like I don't. Why? It's why do you exist?
Nasty.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very afraid of bed bugs also.
Oh yeah. Yeah, me too.
Like we have some of our stuff in storage and I'm like really I'm almost
like
kind of concerned about it.
Right.
Yeah, cuz it's not all wrapped up in plastic.
Well, is it a temperature controlled?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah. So well, that it's is probably cold.
The benefit there is it's probably I mean, I guess they could affect anyone, but the fact that you probably have a nicer place if it's temperature controlled, so
it's pretty nice.
People that are kind of like
sketchy,
have no idea what they're doing, and have like have the bugs everywhere.
Oh my god!
Are probably not there.
Well,
who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah,
who knows? I mean, I hope so. I'm really hoping so, but. So that's why I'm hoping we move sooner rather than later, but we don't know at this point. And
that's tough.
The uncertainty is making me crazy.
Yeah, that's really tough.
Like, I'd like to know.
Yeah, you
know, like
just give us a real date.
Yeah, when I had like the first week in December in my mind, I was like, okay, I can do that, you know?
Because I think you're originally looking
at... Because that was coming up. That was going to be like, what, 2 more weeks? Well, like, I mean, 3 more weeks, kind of. But now it could be... 5 more weeks could be another month.
Oh,
who knows?
Gosh. Yeah, I think you're originally when we were talking about. I think you were looking at like this month, even.
Yeah, they were originally talking about.
Yeah.
The latest date being the 25th of November, which was a lie. Yeah, they were saying 25th of November, which is a Monday. I still have that on my calendar. It says hopeful move-in. No, not anymore.
That's a damn lie, and you
That's
know it.
That's a damn lie. So that is the update, and I spent a lot of money repairing my car. I had a leaking radiator.
Oh, I think I saw something about that.
Yeah. So they had to replace that, and it's just not been super fun. And all my plants are with me in the temporary space. Mm-hmm. And I think I have to buy a bigger humidifier for them because I can't get the humidity past 42%.
Oh, just for the plants.
Yeah. So I'd like to have it at 50.
Really?
So like, yeah, okay. 50 is like my DEFCON level. Like stuff might start getting like spider mites at like lower than 50. So I think that I have to buy like a big like mother trucker humidifier. Like one of the big 6-liter daddies.
Whoa.
So
we get, I don't know what we got. We got two like room ones. But that's,
yeah. I got to get a big 6-liter daddy because I think that like if I can get it up to 50, I think they'd be happy, you know?
Yeah.
Because the last thing I need is to be battling spider mites or any of those little like disgusting nasty pests while I'm in my temporary space.
Oh, if it's too dry, those suckers are going to come out?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I see.
The spider mites especially like the drier conditions. But I think mealybugs don't really care. They'll come whenever. they're just like whatever. But like spider mites, for sure, they don't like the humidity. So if it's dry, they are opportunists and they'll take advantage. And I think they're really hard to kill and they're disgusting.
Oh, geez.
I threw away a plant that had spider mites.
You're just like, everyone's out of here.
Yeah, I was like, you got to go. I'm like, ew. I was like, I don't even want to. It wasn't worth it to me to fight it.
Yeah.
You know, because it wasn't like a super important plant.
Uh-huh.
I just threw it in the trash.
Ooh. Well, yeah, we had a plant show.
That's right.
An issue with a beetle. And I think it was just one.
Not the Japanese beetle.
I don't know what this beetle was, and I haven't done enough research online, but it's this black, pretty good size, like almost like a freaking half an inch. Black with two orange dots.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, I know what those are.
This thing was just chowing plants, like cutting them in half.
I've seen those before.
And I saw the sucker, and I'm like, you're out. Just one beetle.
What'd you do?
I grabbed it out in the trash. And now there's been no problems with the plants. So I have this has been about a week, so I'm pretty sure that beetle was freaking chowing the plants.
I'm looking up what it could be. It had dots.
Two orange dots and was all black. Like long and black.
Black bug with, it's this one.
This sucker is chowing plants.
It says.
I think it came from outside because I had some plants outside. I brought them in for the winter.
It says Nigriphorus arboricolis, but it's got to have some sort of like regular name.
Right? That's like long.
What is the regular name? Well, let's look up the scientific name to see if we can get the regular name. Did it have like long antennae also?
I don't really remember. It's just long.
Round neck sexton beetle.
Wow.
Was eating plants?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of it. I'm pretty sure the thing was chowing them, like just in half, like some of the small ones, like just in half.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm like, what is doing this? And then I one day found the beetle on the floor, and I'm like, you're gone. And ever since then, the plants have been fine.
Really? Just one?
Was I don't know.
Doing all that damage?
I think it came from outside when I brought in the plants.
Wait, the house plants? So we're talking about this was eating your house plants.
Well, the plants, yeah. All the plants that are yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never black heard of them like
beetle
coming inside and eating houseplants.
Bug,
it says maybe this one says they feed on the carcasses of dead animals.
Oh, jeez.
So maybe it's not this one.
No, I don't think it was that one.
Huh.
Anyways, the plants are fine. I don't know. I don't know if any of these are. Well, maybe it was a little bit like that.
Oh.
Been a little like that.
Was
I don't
it
know
like that?
I'm trying to. These are all kind of grossing me out. Just looking at them.
Carrion beetle?
Googling. A what?
A carrion beetle? I don't know. There's like all these different American burying beetle.
It was long and black. It was like this, I think.
Oh. What is that one?
I don't know. Should I click?
Click on him. See what happens to him. Maybe he's a houseplant eater. But he likes the vegetation.
Maybe he's like the vegetation. Yeah.
Because I know, like,
it doesn't say anything about Massachusetts.
Mealybugs will kill your plant.
Really?
Yeah. Well, spider mites will kill your plants too.
It doesn't say.
And also aphids. You could get aphids in your house plants, and also thrips will kill you. All these things will kill your plants.
Oh man!
Like kill them eventually.
That's horrible.
Because they suck the sap. Well, the not the thrips. I think they scrape the leaves and eat the stuff. But all the other ones, they suck the sap out of the plant, especially the mealybugs. And because I noticed that one of my plants was the leaves were turning yellow. And I was like,
oh, that's weird.
I was like, what the hell? And then I noticed that there was mealybugs all over it. And I was I'm like, you're finished. I returned it.
Oh, you did? You could?
Yes,
oh,
they sold
cool
me the plant with mealybugs on it.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, where else are they going to come from?
Yeah, so because it was a plant that's pretty prone to mealybugs also, and they that's said that they had some problems with the mother plant.
Oh.
So I knew that it wasn't just me.
The mother plant.
Yeah, because they had rooted all these cuttings from this plant and sold them in the mm-hmm store. They had this big, giant, it was Monstera adansonia. It was a really pretty plant, and I wanted it to be a big plant because I had bought this cutting for $10. That was rooted, and it was so cute. But then I was like, I can't have this in my house.
No.
Because there were like dozens of mealybugs on it. They were all in the petioles, like inside the little flaps of the petioles, so you couldn't even find them. I was going in there with like a Q-tip alcohol and trying, and I was scooping them, and I'm like, you know what? Life's too short for this. I don't have time for this.
Well, it's great that you can return it.
Yeah. I called them.
Yeah.
I said, I bought a monster out in Sonia 2 weeks ago, and today there's a million bugs on it.
What's up with this?
I'm like, has anyone else called about this? They're like, no, but we've had some problems with the mother plant with mealybugs. I'm like, I'm returning it. They gave me a credit.
Good. That's good. Yeah, as they should.
I got a philodendron micans instead, which has no mealybugs on it. So,
very good.
But yeah, I mean, occasionally that happens. I mean, it's the grower. It's not them. You know, they got sent a plant, an infested plant. And, you know, you never know. Like, they're so good at hiding that, like, you can't also, like, blame the grower else, you know, because mistakes happen. But they're so good at hiding. Like, I didn't notice them.
They're really tiny.
Yeah, well, they hide at the base of the leaf, like, underneath the leaf, in the petioles, and, like, places where you're not looking. And but they're nasty. They like poop out this white fuzz or whatever. So it looks like your plant's covered in cotton.
Oh man!
And shit. And you're like, what's happening? Oh, that mealybugs. They're gross.
Oh, that sounds
gross. You never want that.
All right.
It's one of the more like upsetting infestations that I've had to deal with. I actually had and fought an infestation of mealybugs before on my plants, and it was an endless battle. But I eventually beat them. It took
who knew?
Weeks.
Okay.
So, watch out.
Just get rid of them. Well, I'm glad.
I wanted to save the plant so much that I just kept fighting them.
I'm glad that I got this sucker and everything seems okay.
Everything seems fine.
I'll check back.
I'm sure it's fine.
I'm looking at them every day, like you know, what's going on
yeah,
here.
Yeah, you keep an eye out. Yeah. Make sure it's all good. Because they can, that stuff can happen so fast. Because they just can reproduce so quickly, and they hide, and then you don't realize until it's too late.
They're like chomping the like the little baby saplings in half.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what the heck happened?
They don't care. They just want to eat.
Yeah, it's just food to them.
So what are we talking about now?
Oh, I don't know.
The last eight minutes.
We got 8 minutes left. I don't know. I could pull up a story, I suppose.
Oh, I'll take a weird news story.
Yeah, it's going to be like probably like one.
I love it.
Right?
I love it.
All right, I'll play this then.
I got Derek's weird news.
I got Derek's weird news.
Great. All right, let's just go with this. I haven't read this. I don't know anything about it. I'm just looking at the headline. A deer wanders in a Walmart and slips around. This is in Ohio. A white tail went retail for a week when it entered a Walmart store in Ohio. Patrons in the Northeast Ohio store says the deer was kicking shelves as it walked through the store Wednesday afternoon. This thing was getting rambunctious.
Kicking shelves.
Bert and Don Moore encountered the deer after stopping in for a few things.
Like on purpose? Like just like turning around and like kicking him with the back feet?
I guess. They said they grabbed the deer when it grew tired after slipping on the floor. And they're relying on it to keep it still.
That sounds so traumatic.
Another shopper helped them, and that's what's happening in Ohio.
That sounds so traumatic. I feel bad for the deer. It exhausted itself, like kicking shelves, and
it's like trying to get out of here. Like, what's going on? Yeah.
Oh, poor thing. There's a bunch of deer out where I live right now. By the way, I've seen them.
Oh, really?
In the yard, everywhere.
Really?
Yes. That's how far we're out. They are cute. They're pretty.
So this is a very weird news repeating itself. We had another, I think it was Alaska, when deer were entering the store with the motion sensor doors.
Oh.
I think this has been a very common thing with
doors. I think
doors.
We've had a lot of deer entering, animals entering store stories.
It's pretty good, right? It's a pretty good go-to.
There's been bears, donkeys, moose. Hopefully soon there'll be a goose story or something.
Oh, goose, always a good story.
Are you familiar with the
beer.
The yelling woman cat meme?
Oh yes, the white cat.
Favorite thing I love
that is all over the place right now.
I can't get enough.
Should we talk about that now?
Yeah,
that's the end of the weird news.
Okay, good job.
Oh wait, thanks. Yeah. What? So what is?
Can
we break this down a little bit?
I never get tired of it. It always makes me laugh.
All over the place.
It always makes me laugh.
I don't know what. How do you find? I think I looked this up a little. What woman and goat woman?
Woman and cat meme. There it is.
There it is.
It's
so.
Great.
What's the story with this?
The story with it is
Cat lady is from Kansas. What do I look at? What do I click here?
Screaming cat lady is from Kansas. Everybody, I mean, she is. She the clip the screen grab.
Now what is going on here?
The screen grab is from an episode of Beverly, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Yes, and she was yelling. They were having an argument at dinner. Yeah, and they were yelling.
Okay. At dinner. Oh, so that's what makes this even funnier.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't understand this.
Yeah, no, they were at dinner, like an outside dinner, and they were yelling. And this cat is named, I think it's something with an S, like Shmush or something. And they just, apparently he sits at the table all the time.
Oh. I love it. Is this the same? Is this from the same thing or are these
no,
two different?
No, I think it's two different things. People put them together and now people are like going crazy.
I love
it's like,
it.
Oh, I think it's the funniest thing in 2019. It wins
it's
best
huge.
Meme.
I think it does.
Best
for 2009,
meme.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. I can't open up like Facebook
and
not see some, like all my friends are posting it.
I forgot what her name is, the woman, because Taylor. Taylor actually Armstrong, she had like dramatic shit happen to her on the show.
Really?
Like her husband committed suicide during the run of the show.
They
had a really young daughter together.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I think they were gonna, was it her husband or her ex-husband? I don't know. They were in the middle of a divorce proceeding, I think, or a divorce discussion because he was kind of an asshole. He killed himself.
Oh my gosh.
And, you know, she was like traumatized, but she, I mean, I watched the show and now, because when I see that screen grab, it makes me laugh because like, I remember that episode.
Oh, that's funny.
But then I see the cat and I'm like, first of all, I didn't know the cat wasn't there. It was just like a picture, like some picture people put together.
Yeah.
It just makes me laugh.
And like,
why would someone do this? But it's like the biggest meme ever.
It's huge. And I like that it looks like the cat is trying to say something, like the mouth's open.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's great. And there's like a plate of food in front of the cat.
I think the cat's name is Squish. That's what I think it is.
I want to. So there is. So I have a friend.
This cat's name.
I'm trying to think of my friend that I've seen post the most about this because I know this is really good for radio, but let me see if I can pull this up quickly. There's this.
Oh my god!
Which is the cat is like a shark with the ear in the water. There's
Smudge. I'm sorry. The Smudge. Cat's name is Smudge. He has his own Instagram. They're selling merch.
My gosh!
They're taking advantage of the situation, which I would too.
Absolutely.
You know, like
absolutely.
They're selling merch with his picture on it.
The cat.
Yeah.
They had another one that was really good somewhere. Well, anyways,
his face is funny.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like he's trying to say something.
Sad white cat meme is way more Canadian than you think.
Wow. I like this one.
Oh my god, I didn't see that one. It's like the Last Supper with Taylor in the background and like the cat.
That's really
pretty
amazing.
90 seconds.
Oh, wow, we ran out of time.
Do you know that?
I'm glad we mentioned this though, because I've been thinking what's going on with
this. Best meme.
Well, I'm glad I know what it is now.
Yeah. Do you know that Grumpy Cat died?
Oh, I did. Yeah. A little while ago. I know. That's really sad.
That's so sad.
Tartar Sauce.
Yeah.
Is the cat's name, I believe.
Maybe I can look up the clip from the Beverly Hills thing and we can watch it after the show goes.
Oh, that could be good. Yeah. I'd like to see that. So we're back next week.
I guess
that will be our official Thanksgiving
back
show.
Next week.
I think we'll talk more about Thanksgiving.
What's that, the 23rd?
Is it?
Oh, I got a sponsored video supposed to go up that day.
24th, I believe.
Oh,
yeah, 24th. Sunday.
I can't read calendars.
Sunday, the 24th.
Sunday.
Well, I don't know what time we're gonna do.
Friendsgiving. Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever works for you, make it happen.
Okay, yeah, because I got a 40-minute drive.
Oh, I understand.
So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
I need to watch that video now.
All right.
All right, you guys. Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah,
you've been listening.
All right.
So we've had a good time.
Yeah, it's good times.
And we'll see you next week.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Dancing Asia.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Hooray! I found the clip.
Nice. All right. Awesome.
I found the clip.
Awesome.
I found the clip. I mean, I can't really play it on there.
Oh. Can you?
What can I do?
Can you send it to me on Facebook Messenger?
Oh yeah, I can do that. I can do that. I was trying to figure out how. I was like, how do I do this?
Or
let's see, we can do it on Facebook Messenger. That's fine.
Or email or.
Facebook Messenger is easy because you already got that open. You know.
All
right, here we go.
Okay, I'm waiting for it.
Get ready.
Yeah, I'm excited. Ooh, this ought to be good.
Ironically, it's on Bravo.com. BravoTV.com because you know they would take advantage of that.
So
all the way down at the bottom, I think.
Okay. Oh, look at this!
Here we go.
Just play this.
Play the show highlight.
Okay. All right.
I'll be mad if we have to watch a commercial.
Damn it!
I knew it. What is? Oh, is this like a Serta sleeper commercial?
Oh, that's
extreme
funny.
Pet Cliffy.
Wow.
Oh my god.
32.
Introducing the new iComfort by Serta, designed with carbon fiber cooling technology. It's our coolest iComfort ever. Not just sorta comfortable, Serta comfortable.
Okay.
That's pretty cute.
I don't know what they were fighting about, but if she wasn't there, this wouldn't be happening. And I just wanted it to be done.
Taylor, I'm going to ask you to leave my house. You should go.
You, Brandy.
No! You, excuse me.
Oh, boy.
No, stop.
No, you cannot.
Don't you ever touch me like that again, okay? You'll be sorry, okay?
She went like this, and she...
They're always fighting on that show.
Kyle touched me first.
Get the out!
We're leaving.
At this point, there's no talking to Taylor. My concern is just getting her home and getting her safe.
Taylor. Listen to me.
Stop, honey. No, but she's not
now.
Here.
Not now.
We have to get
Taylor.
Not
now.
We're going to get Taylor stuff.
Please.
Okay.
Seriously, because she's going to really look at me.
Seriously. Now it's about finding her stuff.
You guys are all embarrassing yourselves by being out of control. We are an evolved species.
Honey, where's your bag?
I have my bag. It's just bullshit, and she's gonna pull all this on you. I love this because it's so dumb. I love it. I am not gonna let it happen to you this year. I'm not. Thank you. I love you, and you have to know that I love you.
I know you love me.
Okay.
Let's get out of here. This is ridiculous.
Where's the...
I don't know.
In the car.
Hey, where's the...
Where's the moment?
Finish.
What?
Oh,
clickbait!
No, no,
clickbait!
No,
fucking clickbait,
no,
dude!
No.
Clickbait the house!
BravoTV.com. You wrote about Joyce and her husband. You said the difference between
clickbait.
Myself and
I gotta see the meme moment. All right, hold on.
It's got to be
on the tubes.
Yeah, I was just gonna
on
say
the
Facebook.
YouTubes.
Should I look over here?
I'm on the YouTubes right now. Cat lady meme moment or yelling. It's got a million views.
Of course, yeah.
Oh my god, hold on.
Send me the thing.
All right, here we go. I love that it has 1.2 million views. That's fucking amazing.
Is this all it is?
Yeah. It's like 6 minutes. And I don't know. It says Taylor's meltdown.
Here we go.
My team and I always drove.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's ads. Well, I don't see ads anymore on YouTube because I have premium.
Ha 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 ha. Oh, it's going to happen.
She was the catalyst to a lot.
The first comment is, who's here because of that cat?
That could have hurt me.
That's a good comment.
It can still hurt me very bad.
There's no cat.
She was hysterical. When I spoke to her on the phone, I couldn't even hear what she was saying.
I'm still hysterical.
Okay, well, so is she.
I know that.
All right, then have her.
I know
to apologize to me because if she fights with me, I will not let her. She's not going to fight with you. She doesn't want to fight with you. She's been calling you for days. She wants to apologize. She wants you guys to work it out.
Not what she
wants.
Not cool.
She got backed up against a wall, Taylor. You've
been what's with the lips?
She's not.
Her lips are all blown up.
Outside.
She's all like, they're all like plastic surgery up. It's Beverly Hills.
A discussion.
Outside.
No, but ask nicely.
We're going outside.
Take it outside.
Don't bring your I'm not in charge with her. I know I'm not in charge of
okay,
her.
Okay, if she wants to speak to me, she can ask me to speak to me.
I realize
would you like
that.
To speak to me?
But why don't you guys have a conversation?
So dumb.
Why
you
said outside? What's going on? Go ahead.
No, if you would like to speak to me, you can do it on your own terms. You don't need your friends to
she
do
doesn't
it for
need
you.
Me.
I
didn't ask
she
them
didn't
to
ask okay,
me.
Then
no,
when
but
you're
wait
ready
no,
talk
no,
to me.
No, no.
When
Taylor,
you're ready to talk
stop.
To me. What?
Chill out.
Okay.
No, you don't need to go there either. You need to have a conversation with her.
Hold up.
You are my friend.
Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. You guys.
Stop.
This is ridiculous.
Stop.
I want to see it. Or is it on the table? They have to be at a table, right?
Right.
It's a table.
With the amount of wine that has been served, things are getting out of control and it's not helping.
Stop. Go ahead.
Yeah, right.
Just don't say you outside. Don't say that. Don't say you outside.
No matter what we say to Taylor, she was kind of just already had made up her mind and I saw her slowly going off the deep end.
Stop, 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 stop. No, 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 no.
I'm
here.
No.
How?
I almost want to go like watch, like rewatch it. So this is so dumb.
To talk away from
doesn't she have to be at a table?
Just don't follow the
maybe not.
It looks like what?
Oh my
god! That's not funny.
Oh, she's doing a joke.
Taylor, listen to me. I care about you. I do.
Why is this girl getting in her face?
Okay. Get away from the wall.
Oh my gosh.
You're not standing near the wall.
Oh. Is that a table? That looks like a table. She looks like she's at a table.
Look at this big wide ocean. This ocean's going to be here long after we're all gone.
I'm not angry. And everybody's trying to calm Taylor down, and it seems like it just irritated her more.
So life is so short. Let's
I agree. That's what I'm trying
stop.
To say. That's what
everybody
I was trying to
mistakes.
Say.
Go away.
Yeah, what is this?
I'm just saying.
Stop.
You don't need
she needs to go away. She needs to get. She needs to go. She's like, getting on my nerves.
Come on, you guys. Really? Life is short.
I want to talk to her alone. I just don't want all these people around me. I watched my friend for a year and a half going through so much.
Oh.
Be her friend. You be each other.
I have been her friend.
Oh. Oh.
Never.
Oh. Is that?
Never.
Take her phone. Wait.
I'm sorry.
Here comes.
You have no idea what she is.
But she's got to be down at the table.
You're going with Kyle.
Whoa, she's on the table.
Is Kyle holding her back in the back?
I don't think we've actually seen it yet.
There it is.
There it is. Yeah, there it is. That was it right there. We can pick it back. It's like
there it is.
It's sort of like that. Yeah, it's sort of that. Yeah.
Oh god.
It's great.
It's actually right there. I saw it. She was like,
yeah. Oh, I didn't realize she was on the table.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going to come
out
of her mouth.
Oh my
god. I didn't want her to
what
say
a mess.
Something that she might regret.
It's not there.
I don't know if it's worth watching the rest of it.
It says if you came here for the meme, pause the bit at 356.
Oh, there we go. 356?
Yeah.
It's not a combat unless you
That's
wait.
True.
Emails and get out you.
Oh my gosh.
That's funny. I think it's more like 357. There it is.
Well, I'm glad. I wonder if this should be on the show. I'm glad we've.
That's exactly it.
That is it. You put them side by side here. Yeah, wait, that's it. You're right. Screaming cat lady.
Oh my god, it's great. So fantastic.
Who comes up with it? It's brilliant.
Like one person who just put the pictures together.
Yeah, brilliant.
Randomly? That's so funny.
They have nothing to do with each other.
No.
Yeah.
They just like It's so funny.
Should we stop the tape?
Yeah, let's stop the tape.
It doesn't get any better from here.